It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here with you every day, bringing you these short but powerful, well-researched, well-documented ideas and secrets on how to improve and empower your life. And one of the things, probably the main thing in life, that really gives us a sense of joy and completion and satisfaction is a great, outstanding, loving relationship. Isn't that right, Rachel? Rachel says right. She's nodding her head. But I'm excited about my relationship with Rachel. She is a life changer. And together we do some very crazy things, but one of the things that we do that I think that you might want to incorporate in your life is to talk about your goals together. Rachel and I spend a lot of time talking about goals. And if you want to improve the kind of the fiber of your relationship with your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your partner, if you want to improve it, you've got to share those goals together. When two of you are moving in the same direction with the same amount of enthusiasm and you're helping each other, you know, people say, Robert, you're up every day. You know, I can't do that. Trust me, I'm not up every day. But hopefully, the days that I'm not up, Rachel is up and she motivates me. And on those rare occasions when she's struggling, then hopefully I can motivate her. That's what it's about. Two people traveling together in this world, helping each other. Isn't that what a real marriage, a real relationship is about? Here's another suggestion for you. I'm just giving you ideas, and you don't have to apply them all, but the more you apply, I promise you, the better your relationship will become. How about cooking together? That's fun. You know, in our kitchen, she controls all the food and I control the wine. And, you know, it works out perfectly that way. But when the two of you are in there cooking together, there's something taking place magically. You're creating an alchemical recipe. And you're putting your creativity in it, your love in it, your happiness, your joy, your excitement, your enthusiasm into that meal together. And when you eat it, when you share it, it's something that the two of you have created. It's the offspring of your creativity. And the nice thing about eating is you can do it more than once. You can do it more than twice. Matter of fact, you can do it every evening. So you can make it a ritual if you want. You know, it's up to you. You know, I understand that some people are stoic, that they come from cultures where you don't show affection. But when you're living in Western culture and you and your mate are sharing Western traditions and values, it's important to allow some of that rigidness to kind of relax a little bit. So I suggest hugs and kisses any time of day. Now, I didn't say any place. There are appropriate times when it's okay to hug, to kiss, to tell somebody that you care about them. That's fine. And it should happen throughout the day. It shouldn't be something that is saved only for evening or only as a preliminary to sex. Incorporate it in your life. How about this one? This is a great one. Learn something new together. Why don't you start that one today? And study something together. You know, it can be as simple as watching a movie together and talking about it and studying about it. Or it can be studying something spiritual or something like fun, you know, like, well, maybe you like hunting or fishing or hiking or whatever. But study it. Have fun with it. And if you're going to travel, you know, we were talking about next Halloween going to the East Coast and checking some of the different cities there, like Salem, Massachusetts, and things like that. I want us to study about it before we go there. You know, Rachel's been there, but I haven't. So I want us to study about it and talk about it. So when we get there, we not only are experiencing the atmosphere and the energy, but we're experiencing the history. We understand the culture. How Salem, Massachusetts, for example, became what it is. And you can do that whether you're going to wine country or going to Europe or wherever you're going. Learn something new together. Teach each other something new every day. Look at, you both have individual lives. You're both reading and studying and maybe even talking to different people. So take the time to learn something and then share it with your mate every day. Build that bond. That's another bridge. Bridges are good. Okay? I think this is an important one. Share your dreams. I don't care how crazy they are or if there's somebody else in your dreams that you're doing something nasty with. Share them. Open up. You don't share that kind of intimacy with the people at work or anybody else, but you can share it with your mate. You can have a bond, a friendship, a connection so deep that you share the dreams that you have at night. I think number 7 is very important. Cheer on each other. You know, Here's what I think. I think it's important for you to become your mate's biggest fan and vice versa. Now, you can't make your mate cheer for you. You can't make somebody do something. But you can cheer for them. You can let them know that you're proud of them when they do something special. You can let them know that you are in their corner when they're going through something at work, that you're there for them, that you believe in them. Well, number 8 is really my favorite because Rachel does it every morning. It's called make breakfast for each other. And I would love to make breakfast for her. But I think the last time that happened was about 3 years ago. And I don't think she liked it all that much. But I'm really not a bad breakfast maker. But, you know, isn't it nice when you get up in the morning and somebody's already up and you can smell the coffee or the tea? You can smell the bacon if you're into bacon, or I'm not into bacon, but maybe you can smell the food cooking. Isn't that nice when somebody has taken the time to take care of you, to think about you? Doesn't that make you feel good? Doesn't that make you feel special? Of course it does. Everybody is calling me all the time, and I'm happy about it, saying, Robert, how do I attract a better relationship? Well, if you're in a relationship, this is where you begin. And if you're not in a relationship, or you've recently been in one and it broke up, I want to tell you something right now. Listen to me. Or if you know somebody that has gone through a breakup, don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to your psychics. Don't listen to your tarot readers. And I'm a master tarotist. Don't listen to them. I'm here to tell you right now that everybody, your friends, your parents, may be telling you it's over with. But I'm here to tell you help is on the way. You can save that relationship. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes a month. In rare occasions, it might take a year. But if that's the love of your life, you can save it. Visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and share with me a letter. Include your phone number and your email address. If you live outside the United States, include your Skype address. Tell me what happened. Help is coming. You can, you will save that love of your life. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. How about flirting? Who says that once you're living together or once you're in a relationship together that you have to stop flirting? You don't have to stop flirting. You can flirt all the time. It's fun. Flirting, you know, they say harmless flirting. And most of the time, flirting is harmless. But flirting with the love of your life, that can be fun. It can be exhilarating. And you can do it out, you know, you can go to a restaurant or a bar or a nightclub. You two can flirt there too with each other. There's all kinds of things you can do. Go for walks together. And when you're walking, it's a wonderful time when your energy's flowing to just talk. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. The neighborhood, how you feel, what kind of day you are having. Just enjoy the walk. Enjoy the time together. Number 11, do spiritual things together. You know, if church is your thing, attend church together. If praying is your thing, pray together. If meditating is your thing, if listening to our podcast is your spiritual source, that's fine. But do it together. Share it with your wife. Share it with your husband. Bring them in on it. Well, number 12 is kind of fun. I wrote down, dance naked together. And what I really mean by dancing naked together is have fun with your sex life. It doesn't always have to be in the same place at the same time, you know, every Saturday night at 8 o'clock, you know, that kind of thing. Have fun with it. Dance naked together. Enjoy it. It's designed to be fun and enjoyable. Okay? Now, I've shared with you 12 what I think are wonderful ways, and each way, as I wrote them out, each way is designed so that as you are doing them with your mate, you're actually invoking the law of attraction. If you're cooking together, it's an affirmation that you're together and that you're creating a life together. You see what I'm saying? Affirmations aren't just words. They're actions. They're energy. So I hope you'll listen to this podcast again, write them down, and put some of them to practice. Okay? Let me know how it goes. Thank you so much for listening. Pay it forward now. Come on now. Do something good for somebody today. You have a great day because you deserve it.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.